She's like, oh, that's interesting. What are you guys doing? I was like, oh, well, we had some aluminum foil and we were just like making a little toy out of it.
Complete control. It's awesome.
In other words. game is going on up there?
Oh, probably something delightfully kinky that only three can play.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
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 Tricky. I met this little girlie. Her hair was kind of curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early.
All they just say is please me, or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, babe?
It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around.
To rock around.
That's right, on time is tricky.
Yeah.
Tricky, tricky, tricky. In New York, the people talk and try to make us rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time.
Windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it,
D? Tricky,
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 tricky.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
It's tricky,
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 tricky, tricky. Huh.
When I wake up, people take up mostly all of my time. I'm not singing, phone keep ringing, cause I make up a rhyme.
I'm not bragging, people nagging, cause they think I'm a star. Always tearing what I'm wearing, I think they're going too far.
A girl named Carol follows Daryl every gig we play. Then she dissed her and dismissed her, now she's shocking Jay.
I ain't lying, girls be crying, cause I'm on TV. They even bother my performer, cause he's down with me.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
Oh, it's sad.
Tricky,
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 tricky.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
Yes. Okay, so this is WMFO Medford 91.5, Tufts Community Radio. Woohoo!
Gentlemen, we are all friends again. And with Christmas coming on, I have a special treat for you. I'll have you all deloused for the holidays.
Gotta be cool.
cool, relax, get hit, and get on my tracks. Take a land seat, hitch on, take a long ride on the boulevard until I'm ready.
Ready, ready, raise a little thing on
the street.
Curious by the time we're done with him.
I think that he's going to be crawling after us begging for more when we're done with him.
tonight here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. We are bringing you guilty pleasure songs. Specifically, my guilty pleasure songs, as well as some from long ago WMFO DJ Annie Ross. We began that set with a song that I composed and played the guitars on and programmed the percussion and synthesizers and went around interviewing people to get them to talk and say things. That was way back around 2000 when I was doing that. And I wasn't making, well, that's what I was making that I called sound collages back then, trying to go and do everything myself. And, well, you heard it, and I've kind of become more comfortable doing what I do here every week with using other people's music. But on the other hand, I do spend a lot of time sort of pseudo-composing music when I sit down and play my guitars. And, well, hopefully there'll be more that I can play you with some pride at some point in the future. So that was called Tripping on the Cord. A little bit of a pun there, talking about tripping on LSD as some of the material as well. And, well, before we get any further, just wanted to mention that the views and opinions expressed on this show don't necessarily represent those of WMFO, Tufts University, the WMFO exec board, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. Instead, we try to present a broad range of views and leave it up to you to filter all that out and decide what you're going to think. And then we heard from La Tigra with On the Verge. And then Astrud Gilberto, without doubt my favorite female Brazilian jazz singer. Fly Me to the Moon. Run DMC gave us It's Tricky. And then 43 seconds of pure synthetic pleasure from Wendy Carlos and Bach. A two-part invention in F minor from Switched on Bach. And then Queen, A Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and Tony Basil with a one-hit wonder, but oh, what a great hit it was. Mickey, her version of a song previously recorded as Kitty. And I found that on a great compilation. I Want My 80s Box. And backing me up right now is Billy May and his great big jazz version of the theme from Mission Impossible. So we got about 40 minutes left before Chase Carson's expected to come on with the time tunnel. And we're going to start. I think we're probably just going to go with one set on here. Well, no, I'm not quite sure about that. And yes, I think it'll be one set that will be playing for you. No, never mind. Boy, I am getting so confused this evening. I'm going to play you one set next, our Peaches set, and then we'll be back and we'll come in with our finale set. Here, we're going to begin and end with the Electro Clash artist Peaches. And the whole set is going to relate to Peaches.
And so she forces virtually everyone who looks at her to do a double take.
Tombstones, baby, and I'm ready to roll. Thank you.
questions of sex and gender and sexuality in ways that they haven't been there before.
tattoo us, and I know when you want your mama to meet. She's a bitch.
I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a loose old twist, squished a rotten peach in my fist, and dreamed about you, woman. Peaches.
in front of the C-H-I-L-D-R-E-N.
Sex cauldron? I thought they closed that place down.
It seems to me so strange. Check wallet for his name. His face is in the muck. I think his zipper stuck.
I don't think we're talking about love here. We're talking about S-E-X.
He is perfect for me. To practice surgery. When blood coagulates, it's time to operate. Just keep it going. Just keep it going. Just keep it going.
Tuned into the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukirk, and in that last set, well, it was all about peaches. We began and ended with the electro clash artist Peaches, and her song Tombstone Baby started us off. And she finished us off with Operate, and we mixed in a bunch of clips from The Simpsons in there. And in between, we heard David Grisman and just an outstanding song featuring slide guitar, Peach Pickin' Time in Georgia, from a perfect album, Tone Poems 3, the Sounds of the Great Slide and Resophonic Instruments. And that's a CD that is well worth purchasing for the package it comes in, which includes a full-color booklet illustrating each and every one of the instruments that was played on every song on the album. And then Prince, his song Peach. An incredibly talented musician. And, you know, if we're talking about anybody who could compose music and play all of the instruments, drum, bass, guitars, sing, Prince was one of those absolutely incredible performers who could do it all. And then we heard from the presidents of the United States of America and their song Peaches. And as I mentioned, we concluded with the Electroclash artist Peaches and Operate. And backing me up right now is, of course, Jack Marshall and the Munsters theme from Ultra Lounge Volume 13, TV Town. So we've got just over 20 minutes left before Chase Carson comes in with the time tunnel. And we're going to start off the next set on a real optimistic note before going through some other songs. And in particular, we're going to hear my favorite Chuck U and Jamie piece, Smallpox Blankets, as the third song in our final set of the evening here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage. Yeah, here's Amy Stewart and, well, knock on wood, baby.
Close to what?
I don't even know.
was a bad thing. A nasty thing.
Gave out those blankets full of smallpox.
I'm still mad at that. I didn't think that was really fair.
And I think they should act sorry too.
How about some repent?
Maybe they should give back the state of Texas. I'm not sure, but I'm still kind of upset.
Batmobile. Let's go.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Jorgensen was a male-to-female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her. And she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
You take a shake, a break, I'm not fake. You cool the way you move, no more mistake, can't stand still. You got the move, feel the baseline, feel the groove, the beat, the bass, the lyrics are fine. Get on the floor, you got no time. Party people, I'll give you a chance. Rip off your hands and feel entranced.
Significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media star, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move. In Copenhagen, when she returned to the United States in February 1953, they